What must I do to be saved? By Ray Pomper. Jesus said, you must be born again. John 3:5. So, what does that mean? And how do I get there? I'm going to speak plainly on this subject, because it deserves to be broken down into the most understandable language that I can. First, what does it mean to be born again? To be born again means rebirth. It means a new beginning. A new creature. It doesn't change what makes you who you are. Like your innate personality. But it does change the direction you were heading. And your relationship with God. Yes. You were heading to eternity, lost and without hope. But now you are found. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. You become sanctified, set apart, and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5-6. He saved us. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. By the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. So how do I get there? What must you do to be saved? It's as simple as confessing your sins. A simple prayer to acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior. Between you and God. 1 Timothy 1. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. Who gave himself a ransom for all. To be testified in due time. Romans 10:9-10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Because 1 John 4:15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Are you ready? You can say something like this. Say, God, I know that I'm a sinner and I'm sorry. I need a Savior. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins and that he rose from the dead on the third day. Forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, now and forever, Amen. If you were sincere, and meant what you said, you have now passed from God's judgment to eternal life. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.